Oh, hello. It's nice to finally get to meet you. Please, have a seat. I told the waitress to bring us some waters to start. Did you find the place easily enough? I know it's a bit of a hole in the wall, but they have the best stir fry here. Oh, you aren't allergic to peanuts, right? Cool. So what do you do? Ah, I think I've seen something about your company recently. They seem to be doing good business, making a decent profit this year. Hopefully that continues. Have you? Oh, no, go ahead. Me? Oh, I'm just working part-time at the moment. Still in school for one more year. Hopefully I can get in with the local studio and start working my way up. Yeah, I'm studying film production. Alright, look. Can I be honest? I'm sure you're a great guy, and you seem very ambitious and well-mannered. But I'm afraid that my parents have overstepped their boundaries here. I don't know what they've told you or your parents, but I'm not looking for marriage right now. Hell, I'm not even looking for a relationship. For them to agree to this arrangement? Well, it's arbitrary. We're not in the 1700s, and I'm not a damsel that's waiting for the highest bidder. I'm sorry. I'm being a bit harsh. Look, I think it would just be in our best interest if we just say it didn't work out and be on our way. Yeah. Okay. You really believe that? I know my parents mean well. And yeah, I know we aren't in the best of spots financially right now. But an arranged marriage isn't the way to fix that, and you know it. I don't need to be married off to a wealthy suitor for the sake of my family. We're in the 21st century. We have programs and assistance that could help until we get back on our feet. The only reason I haven't quit school is because my parents always valued education above everything else. Yeah, I guess that's the one thing we both have in common. Great parents who only want the best for us. Look, I'm sure if we met somewhere in a bar or a coffee shop and flirted over text like normal human beings, this could work out. What do you mean, then that's what we'll do? You're saying that we should start over? Have a first meeting in a coffee shop somewhere, as if we haven't met before, and see where that takes us? I don't know. Well, yeah, I mean, you seem like a good guy. Oh, thanks. I've always wanted a guy to compliment on my hair. As smooth as the marble stone on the table. I don't think you could have gotten any cheesier if you actually got the Parmesan cheese sitting on the table behind you. You know what? It's worth a shot. I guess we'll have to go about this arrangement creatively. It will be most lovely to randomly meet you then.